You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I don't know if you guys saw this last night during the Mets game, but Angel Hernandez was, who's known as the worst umpire in the history of baseball, was stretching. He decided in between innings that he was going to lay down on the outfield grass and he was going to stretch on his back and, like, you know, move his legs around and do all sorts of this stuff.
It's kind of like when Tony Romo was doing, like, yoga poses on the golf course.
Yeah, it was like that. So this video that SNY put out of Angel Hernandez stretching from last night, how many views do you think that has?
Oh, over a million.
Well, now you've overshot it. But I thought 457,000 views.
That's still a lot.
For Angel Hernandez stretching. How? Why?
Now, was this, I'm trying to think, was it during the game he was doing this?
Yeah, it was during the game between the, so it was the.
Oh, they went to commercial.
Yeah, right, in between the fifth inning.
Right, yes.
Yeah, the middle of the fifth.
Well, he's a lightning rod in of itself because he's a terrible umpire.
Yeah.
So I guess if people see him in a video, it's an automatic click because you want to see how bad he was, and then you see what it, I don't know.
I guess because he's laying on his back, it looks ridiculous.
I mean, does he realize how bad an umpire he
no,
is?
No, he does not. No, he does not.
You think that the crew understands how bad an umpire
is? Yeah, I'm sure everybody does, but him. Yeah.
I mean, he is. It's almost like he makes the wrong call on purpose.
Just to mess with people?
Just to mess with people.
He's now an umpire heel. Like in wrestling?
I just feel like he, since, you know, if you are an umpire, you are in some sort of control of things. And there are things that there's no way that he does it without doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Well, he's that bad. It's believable. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
Well, good morning. Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're also brought to you by Winters Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit wintersbros.com.
I'm sorry, Winters Bros. Thank you. Hey, Fleeks, this thing on my my monitor here, this call screener.
Doesn't work.
You see what it says on the top?
Yeah.
You want to come in and fix this?
Well, it's the wrong call screener.
Right, I don't know where the call screener came from, and it says Boomer and Carton.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's the old one. That's why.
Oh, wow.
Can you get that? Can you fix that?
I tried hitting the X numerous times. Nothing happened.
See, this happens when you go away.
How'd you do that?
I just hit the X.
No, I hit the X four times before, and nothing happened.
Just hit the X.
Fleeks is doing it from in there, it looks like.
No, I hit the X, and
I tried to hit the X, and
which
it didn't
X?
Work.
The X. The one on the bottom? There was
one
on the bottom.
I didn't see the one on the bottom.
Aha! X on the bottom. That's the one that worked.
No, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So there you go. Now it's back.
I don't know what that was, but it said Boomer and Carton on there. I was like, man,
an old call screener.
Man, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Still in there?
To give our social media guys a little pop, did you see the video that they put together of old Blue Eyes?
Yes, I did. I told Spike this morning that it was hilarious.
Very funny.
They did a great job with
that.
A documentary style of that guy falling at the kickoff to summer show and bouncing his head off the pavement. And they had him and everybody else and Craig and Evan and Spike talk about it and the other people that are involved in the race.
They aired it at the comedy show last Thursday night for the first time, which was, I didn't realize it wasn't online yet. So now that it is, you should go see it.
It is worth the 6.5 minutes to check it out, for
Completely
sure.
Completely agree. All right, so the Yankees last night in Pittsburgh. Now, they lost the night before, as we know. That made no sense. Last night is exactly what you kind of expected.
0-1. Swung and hit deep to left. This one is gone! Home run number 30 for Aaron Judge is a grand slam!
And that is Brendan Burke, filling in for John Sterling on the fan.
That guy's great, man.
Yes, we said this yesterday, yes.
We've said it.
Very good.
We keep talking about it.
Yeah, we do.
The guy's taking somebody's job.
Maybe John's when John decides to retire.
Yeah, man, he is good, man.
Very good.
But he loves his hockey, though, too. So, I mean, that's a long year for him.
But Howie Rose did it.
He did for a very long time.
Hey,
you're
ESPN,
right.
You dummies. You need to hire him.
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing?
And I sat next to him at a playoff game, Islander playoff game, not this past year, but the previous year. And he could not be a more down-to-earth, nicer guy.
He was a young guy,
just,
right?
Just awesome.
So,
yeah. In his 30s, yeah.
So, Brendan Burke's doing TNT or TBS, whatever. I can't hear you.
Just say it on the air, Fleegs, for Christ's sakes. Just hit the microphone.
Hit your microphone.
No, it was potted down, so we got that fixed. No,
all
he's
right.
Their number two, I think, behind Kenny Albert.
He
was with NBC Sports, and he jumped to Turner.
Okay, good. He's doing national games.
He needs to be on ESPN. I mean, he needs to be a number one guy.
As opposed to Sean McDonough, you're saying?
I hate to say that, but his...
Yes.
Yeah. This whole thing is so good.
Are the best three hockey play-by-play voices nationally local guys Burke, Kenny Albert, and Bob Wischusen?
Yeah, they're all here. Amazing.
Sam Rosen's still the best. I love Sam Rosen.
Sam, he doesn't do national, but you can include him.
He did for Westwood on for a long time.
Right, we have the basketball guys,
very
too.
Good.
Ian and Breen.
It's
all New York.
That's right.
And they'll get the baseball guys.
And Doc Emmerich did the Devils for many years, too, and he was the best to have done it. Yeah.
Look at this.
Breeding ground for play-by-play.
That's
play,
where we
man.
Are right now. We got Kevin Burkhardt.
That's right.
We own him.
Yeah.
Remember he was in the stands for the Mets. And me and Craig were just, lauding him and how great
he
was.
He was here at WFAN before that.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, we groomed that guy. Now look at him. Now he's
going to be doing Super Bowls.
He's probably untouchable now.
Nah, you know what? He's such a nice guy. He'd call you right back still.
Think so?
Yes. Absolutely. Aaron Boone, the home run for Judge last night. By the way, 16-0 was the final score. The home run for Judge, his 30th before the break. Pretty good.
It's hard for me to relate to that. So it's been pretty impressive. Halfway in here, the kind of baseball he's playing, and obviously the power's been right there.
Oh, it's been there.
I think his slugging percentage is just off the charts.
Everything he's doing is outstanding. Here was Judge. They're 59-23. How about this first half of the season?
We won a lot of games. I think that's what stands out to me. We got a great ball club here. Everyone's picking each other up. Everybody's having fun. It makes it fun coming to the ballpark every single night. And, this stadium was packed with a lot of Yankee fans, so it makes it even better.
That was Judge on Yes.
But Jerry, you think if he gets close to 61, 62, and that old record prior to Bonds, that everybody's going to be into it?
Yes.
You think it's going to be like the thing in the newspaper,
I
the
do.
Countdown on the post.com and WFAN.com, and everybody's going to...
I think it'll be a huge deal.
Really? All right, so, he's having a monster year. So Shohei Ohtani over the last month has been off the charts, both pitching and hitting.
28 1/3 scoreless, I believe. Well, not scoreless, no earned runs. He gave up an unearned run last night.
He did.
An unearned run, yes.
It's going to be some MVP race in the AL.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just tough to compete with the guy who does both.
Right.
But yeah, they both deserve it. Split it in half.
But you would think if a voter has half a brain... If the one guy is leading the team that's 60 games over 500 and the other guy is leading a team that is 5 games under 500, who are you giving the vote to?
Yeah, of course. I always give it to the guy who's on the better team.
You would think.
But A-Rod won an MVP on the last place.
I know, and then comes the debate, player of the year, MVP. I know. Joey Gallo's bat even ran into a ball last night.
Amazing.
He hit a home run. And DJ LeMahieu, 3-for-6, couple of RBIs, 2 runs scored. Yanks in Boston tonight. Gerrit Cole makes the start. Now, as for Hal Steinbrenner, he did talk to the media yesterday. Number one, do you regret not being able to sign Judge before the season? His cuts are long, but they are what they are.
We made an offer that I feel was a very good one. It was based on the numbers, of course, but it was also based in part as what he means to this organization. It was a combination of both. And we just didn't get a deal done. We had less time, of course, this offseason than we would normally because of the lockout and all. But there's no regrets, and, we're going to be having discussions at some point.
Would he agree that Judge will now cost him more given the season that Judge is having?
It's a hypothetical. It's a hypothetical. We got three months, hopefully 4 months left in the season with the entire postseason part of it. And, I don't know. I don't know. We're halfway through the season. Is it a possibility? Of course it's a possibility.
Yeah, and that...
Cross that bridge when I come to it.
Sorry, Hal. And that question also was the one where I said, do you think it's going to take a record contract like the one that
that Mike Trout did, you know, has, and that's where he's like, yes, it's a possibility. Yes, it's a possibility. And then they turn the headline into, it's going to take a record contract.
There's no way they're going 10 years.
I would agree with that.
Can't go 10 years. Somebody else could. I don't know how you do that if you're the Yankees. I don't. 8 years?
How do you let him go if you're the Yankees, though?
I mean so he's making $21 million this year, and he's got a chance for some incentives and things of that nature.
Eight for 320.
Yeah, it's 40 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. Eight for 320 as opposed to 10 for 350. You want to be a Yankee or don't you? We're offering you $40 million a year.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's just trying to grab every damn dollar you can.
And his counter to the Yankees, wasn't it somewhere around or was reported that it was like $36.5 million or something like that?
Might have been.
So, I mean, if it's $40 million a year for
But I'm taking
years,
2 years oof, off.
Wow. Yeah.
Making it 8 years.
So a lot of Do-Re-Mi boys. You know, and I don't really care. It's the Yankees' money, and they're worth it. They're worth, again, how much are the Yankees worth if they were sold on the open market?
Yeah, I mean.
That's what you got to look at if you're billion. The player. From the player's perspective, you got to say, okay, what is the franchise worth?
Can I
worth?
Ask you something, though? Because we always discuss that. But they don't have that money in their hand. It's like you have a house right now because the housing market is ridiculous. You have a house you bought for $500,000 worth $1 million. I don't have that $500,000 extra, though, sitting in the bank. They might be worth $5 billion, but they still have operating costs.
Sure they do, and believe me.
But they're a business, and money is coming in. That's what makes them valuable as opposed to a house.
I get it, but it's what they're worth. Are they selling anytime soon?
No, but the point is that the money that they make makes them valuable because they're a national brand.
I get it, but you're talking about doling out this money as if you've got that in the bank right now. You don't.
I would think that the Yankees are probably worth north of $6 billion. That's what their overall net worth is, mm-hmm. maybe even more than that, depending on the cachet of the sale and who's buying it and how much money, you know, the whole thing. And if they don't sign Aaron Judge, you know, that's going to be a huge mistake, and that's going to be a huge blip on Hal Steinbrenner.
But on the other hand, you're like, yeah, they can't go 10 years. You know, so you say there's a limit.
There is a limit, and I think it's the year thing. It's, you know, you don't want to get stuck with a Miguel Cabrera contract or a Robbie Cano contract. And the biggest problem is, like I said, it's Aaron Judge's age and his injury history.
Yeah, but they would get – I mean, if it took 10 years to keep him here – and the first 5 years, if he's doing this with somebody else, the Yankees are going to get murdered. Sometimes you got to live with those back-end years that are terrible to have the guy in his prime.
And you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if you sign him to that deal and the quad and the hamstring start going in year three, four, and five, you get murdered for giving him that long-term deal. But he had an injury history. How did you guys not know this was coming?
Good point.
Right. And I just keep pointing to Miguel Cabrera was an amazing baseball player in his prime. And he's still okay today. I mean, he's still hitting. He's not hitting a lot of home runs, but he's batting over 300 for the Tigers, and they got him for two more years.
Two more years.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. The Mets looked kind of dead offensively last night. Although they had a lot of hits, they couldn't score runs. They were down 3-2 in the ninth. They get the game-tying RBI double from Starling Marte, and then Dominic Smith, the go-ahead RBI double. They would wind up scoring five runs in the 10th to beat the Reds 8-3 to win the series. Here was Buck Showalter. Nice to at least score late.
We had a lot of hits and a lot of opportunities. Just frustrating not to be able to break through. So I'm sure that felt good to the players. I know it felt good to us as a team, but we need them all. That's a good win. That's a tough win, a grind win in a tough tough environment.
And a big
tough environment. There was nobody there.
There's nobody there.
I mean, what was tough about the environment?
I mean, he's just being kind to a team that sucks. I mean, nobody cares about the Reds. Nobody shows up.
More Met fans last night than Reds fans.
I mean, tough environment, my ass. No.
Jerry, I just noticed you got a CBS Sports Network golf shirt.
Yeah, it's
Mike,
nice.
I didn't get one of those. Did Harold Bryant give you that?
No.
Who gave it to
you? Maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago.
5 years ago.
I don't wear it all that often because I forget I have it.
It's a nice one.
Yes.
I always complain about our boss, Harold Bryant, on the CBS Sports side of things. Because he has all these beautiful pullovers and golf shirts and everything else.
He keeps them in his desk drawers, right?
I think he does. And then when I complain, usually I get one, and it's like some off color.
This one's awesome.
I know. That's
navy
what I'm
blue.
Really
Adidas.
Looks good, yes.
Hey, Rasconi, you know how to pot up Stephen Waldron by any chance? That does sound
Yeah, of course.
All right, pot him up. Hey, Stephen,
Stephen Waldron of CBS Sports. Are you there?
He's off.
Hey, guys. Who do we got? Which Steve?
It's Andrew.
It's Andrew.
Yeah, Giselle and Prent. They were both here.
All right. All right. Very good. Can you get us some polos, those CBS Sports Network polos, and
I'll
get them mailed over?
Stephen Waldron. He comes back next week.
Yeah, we'll ask Steve Waldron.
Yes.
Well.
Smart. You guys are smart. All right. Very good.
You don't want to run up to Harold's office and go get us a couple or no?
Run down. He's in the nice office.
Oh.
The nice office.
The nice office.
With the big drawers.
Oh, yeah. He's got a big office, all right.
With all a lot.
Yeah, he's got a lot of file cabinets with a lot of stuff in it.
Stephen Waldron's off.
It is the summertime.
What's he doing?
Fishing. What do you think he's doing?
Fishing. What does Stephen Waldron do in his free time? Like, does he, like... He seems like a trivia night guy. Like he would go to the bar trivia night with a buddy.
Trivia night?
Yeah, he looks like a trivia night guy. Or like a bingo night guy.
Andrew, do you guys know what he's doing, where he is?
I believe he's at the beach.
With his grandma.
His grandma?
Good for... He's with his grandmother.
Just the two of them?
Yes. And that's, no, I don't know.
So they're definitely playing bingo at night. He's with his grandma. Oh, man. All right. Well, that's great.
That's awesome. That's a weird vacation, though, is it not?
It is a strange vacation. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a grandpa. I mean, you know, I'm kind of cool.
I didn't say you're not. I'm not. But when I hear... Yeah, okay.
He's from Jersey, so he goes to the beach often.
Okay.
He, like, lives on... Yeah. All right,
very good.
His grandmother lives in Tom's River, so...
Man. All right. To the beach with grandma.
I guess when I hear vacation, I think Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, not the beach.
I don't think Tom's River
I'm
with grandma.
My grandkids want to take me somewhere.
Yeah, Al's like, man, that sounds great.
Yes.
Hey, Al's in Atlantic City right now.
I heard.
So he's doing all right. Mets tonight. Back home to take on the Marlins. We talked yesterday about what would they do with Max Scherzer. He will start Monday in Atlanta. Chris Bassett.
Oh, they are. So they're going to move him back.
They are, yes, because Bassett will be back off the COVID list. Mets remain 2.5 ahead of Atlanta because guess what? Braves won again. They shut out the Cardinals 3-0. Angels over the Marlins 5-2. That was the game we talked about with Ohtani. No earned runs now over his last 28 and two-thirds innings. The Browns do agree to send Baker Mayfield to Carolina. You guys covered that. What else of note here? The Pelicans did give Zion Williamson a 5-year designated rookie max extension. $193 million could be worth $231 million. Yeah. And then also you have, after opting out of his deal with the Heat and then signing with the 76ers, P.J. Tucker thanked Miami in an Instagram post, got a lot of replies back, including one from Jimmy Butler that said, quote, bleep you and Joel Embiid. Yeah, I brought him into this. End quote.
Well, he's just joking around, right?
I don't think so.
Bleep you?
That's what he wrote.
Yeah, I know, but like... he's got to be joking around.
I don't know.
And Joel Embiid. And
Jimmy Butler's not the joking around.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like it. But let me ask you a question.
Joel Embiid loves Jimmy Butler. Do you remember last year?
He was like, how do we let him go?
I know that.
Yeah, he loves him. So I think they're friends.
Yeah, but now I kind of think Jimmy Butler feels like Joel Embiid went and got P.J. Tucker and took him away from Jimmy Butler. And here's the thing.
I don't know.
If Miami could have paid P.J. Tucker the same amount of money,
mm-hmm.
Why would you go to Philadelphia? Like, why would you stay in Miami? Isn't that like a great place to play basketball and live?
Of everything, course. I would think, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would think so.
So I got a tax situation. It's got to be money. But, well,
yes.
I don't know if he pays Philadelphia city tax. I'm not sure. But Pennsylvania taxes aren't as bad as New York and New Jersey.
Not even close.
Right. But I'm thinking, like, from a player's standpoint, wouldn't I rather play in Miami under Pat Riley? I don't have to deal with this James Harden nonsense.
I mean, I would play under Putin if I was in Miami. I mean, you know, it's not about Pat Riley. It's Miami.
I know, and they have a good team.
Yeah. And lastly, the NHL draft tonight. The Canadiens select first. The Devils pick second.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo.
Top pick, Jerry.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to have a lot of young players.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Jack Hughes. And
eventually, they're going to be good somewhere along the line. They're going to get a goalie, though.
And Jack Hughes, right? Those are all the young players they have.
Nico Hischier.
Oh, Nico Hischier.
Jesper Bratt.
Yeah, and Jack Hughes.
You love this Jack Hughes.
God, you're all over Jack Hughes.
Yeah, well, it's the only guy I can think of right now.
Well, we just gave you five other guys.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.